Warning.
The following will contain adult language and adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
That's these TV mature words.
Filthy language.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Recording live from the Chili Pepper Podcasting Studios in Denver, Colorado. It's The Legal Dispute. And now, to guide you through all the hottest topics in politics, law, culture, and sports, it's Lenny and Paul.
Good afternoon, everybody, from what could be, but we don't know, could be 12 inches, could be 12 feet. We're not sure here in snowy Colorado, but we will find out in the next couple of days. So I hope everybody had a good week out there. We are joined by Adriana and Andre, as always. Lenny and Paul, we are not smart enough to get all this stuff done by ourselves, so we appreciate the input from our team. So we will begin today. Len, you guys sucked me into this conversation this week, and I can't get the 2 hours back that I spent on this subject. The two royals, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex. Whatever. And Meghan Markle were married a few years ago. They had a baby, beautiful baby, Archie. They then quit their jobs in the royal family, and they've now moved to LA, which, I don't know, from a royalty, makes sense to me. I mean, what the hell? I've had enough of England. I'm going to go to LA.
Pause. Sorry, you're going to go to LA. I left the window open.
Yeah, all righty.
Hence the other draft.
Yeah, the door didn't.
Aji and I have been sitting here going, I'm wearing shorts. And
sorry about that. All right, Paul, you were saying going to go to LA. Go ahead.
All right, so they go to LA, and then now, and I'm just trying to paint this whole picture. So Prince Philip, who is the Queen's brother, is on his deathbed in Britain, and then they choose to have this interview with Oprah denouncing the family, or I should say denouncing the family, that's not fair, giving people insights to why they made the decision to leave. I didn't watch it when it was on TV. I don't give a shit about it today. This is
apparently
millionaire problems. But so I chose, because you guys brought it up, I went and I did my research on it, and I watched parts of the interview, and I listened to the rebuttal by the royal family, and I've come to the conclusion I really don't fucking care. So
apparently you weren't a big like Excalibur fan or watch any of the movies regarding, you know, or the Last Kingdoms or the Vikings movies that
we're talking English about a guy history in 2020. This has nothing to do
it
with
it does because you never know. I mean, Vikings. This might be the modern day King Arthur, where King Arthur was
there
sent
no
away.
Swords being used.
And there's a sword in a in
there's
a
no
rock.
No swords being used.
And no horses.
And yeah, Prince no horses.
Harry is going to come and pull
no
that
armor.
Sword.
I mean, no armor. I saw no armor.
They're just celebrities with the title of royalty.
Exactly.
Well,
it's not like they control the country.
So why? I guess why? Well, I did read one. Hold on. I did read one interesting thing, and this is relevant. They did a poll. And America, the American viewers are voting for Harry and Meghan. The British or English viewers are on the side of the royal family. So I saw that and I just went, all right.
Okay. Well,
beat your ass.
What's
once
fascinating about the story itself
all right.
is that America has always been enthralled with the British family and with the royal family. I mean, you take it back when Princess Diane married Princess Charles.
I think that's the only time.
And
did you watch the wedding? Did you watch the wedding? This is what. But I want to talk about this because did you watch William and his what's his wife's name?
Kate.
Did you watch that wedding?
I was working that day,
so you didn't watch it. Okay. Did you watch the Harry and Meghan wedding?
Again, I was probably working that day.
But you watched the Diana and Charles wedding.
I don't remember.
Okay, so it really doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't. look, I'm fascinated because America's fascinated by it. America has always been fascinated by this family and what goes on there. Not it's not just British. It's America's fascinated by it. I mean, their wedding, Meghan and Harry's wedding, brought in as much viewership as like a Super Bowl.
No, it didn't. Andre, please.
He's actually right. It got a worldwide viewership that dominated the year.
Who Thank cares?
You. I don't. A lot of middle-aged women.
When you say that, when other people say, who cares about the Super Bowl?
Right.
You look towards viewership and you go, these people care. That's why advertisers sell $1 million for 15 seconds of a Dorito chip chasing a dog or something.
Did they take commercial breaks during the wedding? No. Was there someone at the wedding like, all right, we're off camera. Hold on. We got a national
time. In the middle of the vows. Yeah. Time out here.
Here's what I know. If Oprah's there, George Clooney's there, it's interesting to America people.
Are you talking about an island in the Caribbean? Or are you? You're talking about the wedding. I'm sorry. So, excuse me.
Here's what I found interesting about it. First of all, it's more than the royal family. It's kind of like you're watching this family drama unfold on TV. And who loves a car crash viewership more than America people, right? Especially when it's not their car that's crashing. But you're seeing a couple that is biracial. So then right away, I mean, the tensions are high as it is in America right now as anywhere else. And you got this family, the royal family in England, which is still accounting for a majority of their tourism, is because of the royal family. I mean, I was reading after I watched the special, I was reading about how they generate money, where the British love the royal family, not because they have power, it's because they bring in so much money in tourism. So that's interesting to me. And then you go, how do they make their money? I mean, they're huge landowners, right? Other than the Catholic Church, I think the Queen owns more land than anybody else. And the Catholic Church obviously owns a lot of land. So then when I watched the show, I thought Meghan Markle, I thought she did a decent job of kind of explaining her side of it. And without really hammering them so much, she was basically saying, look, they didn't like me because I'm biracial. They surely didn't like the kid that was coming and was worried about what color of skin this kid was. But then I thought Prince Harry just kind of blew the top off of everything. I thought she was kind of being real general, not trying to point fingers. They went out of their way, in my view, to make sure that the Queen wasn't involved in this. They several times were saying how the Queen, this wasn't the Queen, that they had so much respect for the Queen mother, his grandmother. And that they even had current contact with the Queen. They did a Zoom call, I think, weeks before.
As of today, they are actually going back to England. I don't know if they're going back to England. They're going to have it said they are scheduled for their awkward conversation with the Queen.
Well, and I think from just watching them, I think they care about her. And I think they think she cares about them. Not as royal subjects, but as family.
Can I bring something up?
Yeah.
They tried their best and did a pretty good job of scapegoating the Queen.
The Queen.
But the book on the royals is that besides maybe Harry, they're all fucked up. And they're a bunch of losers. And all I got to say is, who birthed them?
Have you watched The Crown?
No, but I've read my history, and I know that they're a bunch of saboteurs, backstabbers, and scumbags. Just look no further than Charles, okay?
That's where I was getting to the point. First of all, I thought Harry, you know, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but I play one sometimes in court. What I thought Harry, he showed a lot of his cards. First of all, he came out and basically said he didn't want his family and his wife to be his mom, and because she was treated so bad by this family.
He didn't want to be like his dad and just let it happen.
And then I thought it was interesting that he basically said, you know, Oprah was trying to push him. Who's doing this? But he basically said, my dad hasn't talked to me and he won't answer my calls. And that,
well, what he said that was very interesting was in the, as much as I think that he was trying to, how do I say this? be respectful. When the conversation came up about who talked to you about the color of the child, about Archie, he said, I don't want to have that conversation. I'm not going to comment on that.
So let us do it.
Well,
I mean, that's what we're here for.
But what I took from that was here was still a son that
was protecting his dad.
Yeah. I mean, he could have said anything brother. He wanted. I think it's protecting his
dad. I think it's both.
Really. I don't.
Because he pretty much said him and his brother are on awful terms.
Yeah, but
too.
His dad. But he said that. No, he said that. He said, she said, what is the relationship like with your brother? And he said, right now it's distance. And I got, when he said that, I go, all right, that makes sense. Because brothers, there are times, and I come from a big family. You guys have a big family. There are times when there are things that you don't agree about with your sibling. And it's just better to just, let's not talk about it right now. And let's have it come back. This is what I took from it. I took from his relationship with his brother to be, you know what? Right now, instead of fist fighting, I'm going to be in LA and he's going to be in Great Britain. And, you know, we'll figure this out down the road. When he said that his father was not taking his calls and had stopped all communication with him, I went, that's a problem.
Right.
Because I got to tell you, and I know you as a dad and I know me as a dad, if my kid was out and there was big problems like this, the first thing that I would do is make sure that my son was with me and I would be able to sit down with him. And by the way, agree or disagree. And you guys know my son and I know your son. We don't always agree on everything, but we at least have enough respect for each other to say, Dad, I think you're wrong. No, I think you're wrong, son. Here's why. Here's what we're going to do. All right. If you're going to go down that path, here's what I ask of you. Here's what you have my name. Here's what I ask of you. And when he said that his dad wouldn't even talk to him and won't take his call, I was just like, yeah, the dad's a problem.
Well,
and Charles has always been a problem, to your point.
Right. He's always been had issues. And, you know, after I watched that, I did a little bit of research and found out more about how the royal family, Prince Charles. So each family is given, you know, they all have, you were saying Sussex and,
yeah.
And Prince William is, he's the house of something else. I don't even know what it's called, but they each all are responsible for something. Right now, for Prince Harry and Prince William, they're controlled by his dad's house.
Correct.
And his dad gets a budget. And that budget, I think it was $36 million a year or whatever. Out of that, he pays for his son's, and of course, his stuff. But he also covers his son's costs and he pays his son's security. And he pays his son's salary, basically. And daughter-in-laws and grandkids. It all comes down that one pipe from Prince Charles right now.
And that's security, so, housing, food,
so
it's everything.
You hear them, when you hear Prince Harry go on and say, it all, you know, we said we wanted to step away, but the British family was saying something different to the press, that they were pushing, or we wanted to step away, but we felt we were being pushed away.
Right.
And then Prince Harry said, we moved to Canada. And then I was informed one day we would not have security. And that kind of blew me away because, like you just said, as a father,
yeah,
if I had the means to make sure my kid was safe, even if we weren't getting along, I'm going to make sure he's protected and my grandchild is protected.
That's correct.
It's and to say you're no longer under our security, no matter where you are, that is a strike, I got to imagine, to like Prince Harry's heart, to his mind, to his, and I think that's when he realized, he realized before that, but even more, he probably realized this is the shit they did to my mom. And he's seeing the same kind of track when his mom left and they got divorced. She didn't have the same security. She didn't have the same respect. British people loved her. The American people loved her.
Oh yeah.
But the royal family didn't. They didn't, they really never did like Princess Diana. They always wanted him to marry somebody else. I don't know. I thought that was interesting to hear him say, they pulled my security. And to him, that was bigger than the money because that was the safety. The other thing that I thought was just blew me away was that they told it, them, Meghan and Prince Harry, that their son would not have a title. Like he would not be called a prince. And I was like,
before he was even born, before, like, he didn't even know what he, like,
yeah, like about he him. Would not have a title. And I'm, and you know, you could tell that hurt her. Like, was it because of his color? Was it, I mean, just to say, hey,
because
by the way,
didn't like her. It was just, these are all shots over the bow. I agree. When I heard her say that, I was like, what the hell?
How do you not be a prince? Yeah. Right.
So, you guys, what we're going to do is take a break really quick so we can get word from our sponsors. We will be back with the legal dispute with Lenny, Paul, and as always, Adriana and Andre.
Before he made history, Mark Burley was just a kid cut from his high school team twice. Before Bear taught himself to predict seizures and inspired thousands by saving his owner's life. Before he became a hero, he was just another dog in a Texas animal shelter. There's hidden potential in all of us. We just need someone to see it. Find it at adoptapet.com.
And now back to more legal dispute with Lenny and Paul.
Crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
The two things that kind of shocked me a little bit was A, that they took the security away. And I can imagine what it would be like to be a prince of any family, let alone the royal family of Britain, and not having full security on staff.
Oh, not that prince. A different, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, and then the second thing was having a son yourself and then the family not saying he doesn't have any title like a as a prince or something. Those two things right there, I think, would cause any family to go, you know, yeah, explode at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
When, hey, son, by the way, yeah, you're not going to have any security and your son isn't really going to be.
Well, and you wonder, you know, it's funny because you think about that and you're sitting at the table and you're being told this news and you're looking at your brother sitting right next to you and you wonder why these guys don't get along right now.
Right.
And his two kids have, I don't know, titles and,
right,
you know, probably trust funds and everything else. And here's Harry sitting at the end of the table like,
Dad, quick question. Why do they get this and I don't?
Maybe. So I agree. The other thing that they brought up that I thought was interesting. And so I did go back and look at this. The British media, and I thought this was very, very interesting. And I went back to validate because I got to be honest with you, I don't know Meghan Markle from right, a hole in the wall. And you know, I was sitting there thinking about Robin Givens and Mike Tyson, you know, during it was,
that's
I was
a watching comparison,
this,
right?
Yeah, as I was watching this interview, and I was like, oh God, please, Harry, please don't be on the drugs, please be able to talk. And he did so, but the British tabloid press is brutal.
They destroyed her.
And unethical as hell. I mean, we think that, you know, the American, and look, the American media is biased. We've talked about that forever. If you want to hear about conservative views, go to Fox. If you want to hear about liberal views, go to CNN. We get it. The British media seems to hate everyone, but more importantly, her. And so they waited till 2 days before the wedding to release information on her father that they went and tracked him down. Excuse me, I don't know where he lives, but somewhere. And then, by the way, and then he has the gall to say bad things about his daughter, which that's a whole, she's in therapy for that. They did the same thing to her mom, and her mom said, I'm not talking to you. So I think I know where she's going to spend Christmas, but I was listening to that and I'm like, man, that is jacked up.
Yeah. And the other, the interesting thing about the press was they say they hold like Christmas events for the royal.
Yeah. Family. Like they have people over from the press at their place for parties.
Yeah. So the royal family kind of pays them off. In a way, that's how I took it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she was saying.
To write nice things?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they said she kept on like they kept on telling her that she'll be protected because they have.
Okay.
Yeah, she would be protected because they control the press, basically, because they let the press into their home, and they, you know, they give them parties, they give them things, and then that's why they have a relationship with the press. So Megan kept saying, I was promised that I would be protected.
I remember that. Yeah.
But they kept coming after her. And she's like, I was never protected.
She didn't even like actually read the news and everything. They told her like not to. It was her friends and family calling me like, you should see what they're saying about you. It's awful.
Did they do the same thing to Diana?
Pretty much. I mean, that's kind of
worse.
That's what Harry was saying. Especially once she left the family, they destroyed Diana. The one thing where I think Harry compared Meghan to his mom was because they asked him why were that whole thing with Kate where the press came out and said Meghan made Kate cry.
Right.
And Meghan was like, it was actually the opposite. And I think that's where Harry has his problems with his brother is like, why would you let them say that about my wife when you know it was the opposite? Right.
But he's part of the firm or the institution,
right?
Which was referred to a number of times. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
When he kept saying the firm and institution, yeah. I was thinking the movie The Firm with the mafia was actually controlling the firm.
No, that's his family.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, when Megan goes to Australia and goes to what do they call it? One of their
a province.
Yeah, one of their provinces. But she goes to Australia and somewhere else, and they treat her like she's the second coming of, you know, Mary the Virgin Mother.
Right.
I mean, they treat her like, and they said, Kate never got that. Kate never received that type of, you know,
response from the people
and that got them jealous.
But Kate wasn't on TV.
No, but when she went,
I understand. But I mean, Meghan Markle had a following because of this show that she was on. Which, by the way, I never watched that either. But
I don't think it was that.
Sorry.
Yep.
That was Andre. Okay.
We and don't by the way, have just so you guys know,
in this, every meeting before of the show, Andre yells at us: "Turn off your phones. Hold on to everything.
Open wrappers."
So far, Andre's dropped microphones today. He has thrown a clicker across the room. Anyway.
Oh boy, Len, you were saying.
So Megan goes to these, you think tours. It's because it's her fame. I think it's because 90% or 80 to 90% of their provinces are African American. So the people that live in these things.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that.
No, hear me out. So when they see somebody like Meghan Markle, who looks more like them than.
She looks Italian.
She's half black.
I understand that, but she doesn't look. I mean,
but they know.
Hold on.
You don't look at Meghan Markle and think, she's half black.
But you think somebody in Africa goes, oh, I recognize her from that show. Yeah, that's her.
And no. Len's saying, in comparison to Kate and Diana,
she's a person of color.
She's a person. So they welcome her more because.
Because it's representation that you're finally seeing somebody
that's Italian.
That is a person of
Thank
color.
God the Italians are in charge.
Paul.
No, but if she walked up to you in a crowd of three.
I'd say, damn, you are fine. But okay, I'd say you are fine. A fine woman.
I think she looks, we had this discussion that night.
Yeah.
I think she looks African-American to me.
Yeah.
She looks half to me.
I think you could tell that.
I sat there today. I got to be honest with you. And I mean, I'm going through the interview and everything. And I totally.
She does not look Italian.
She doesn't look Italian. I don't know where you get that.
Hold on. We're missing the crux of the issue. Regardless of what she looks like,
they know.
That is the issue that they took. That I think it was Prince Charles, but they won't say. It was Prince Charles.
Allegedly.
And maybe a few more of the royal family had a problem.
I think it was the brother.
That she was too dark.
I don't think it was William.
I think William.
Either way, it was one of them. And that was their problem because she wasn't white enough. So
why
that
are
is
you
the,
yelling?
Because
why are you,
you dismissed Leonard's point offhand.
I didn't
offhand.
Dismiss Leonard's point offhand. I just said I
Further,
think she looks
you
Italian.
Mocked it. You mocked it.
I did not mock it. Andre, I said she looked
Italian.
That's it. You hate Italians. I got it. You don't like Italian people. You are racist against Italians. Andre doesn't eat fucking pizza.
Chef Boyardee sucks.
Leonard, please continue.
Anyway, I think when they saw that, the next thing you know, they come out with the article about how she made Kate cry. And Harry said, it was strikingly familiar to what my mom did. Mm-hmm. His mom went to Australia, and he said, surprisingly, it's the same place where my mom went right. that one visit that blew up the internet and blew up, and the family was so jealous.
I don't think there was internet then, but the worldwide right. media. Yeah.
His mom was getting so much positive attention over the family. He said that was the downfall of it all because of the popularity my mom had. She became more popular than the queen herself, and that wasn't good.
That's not good.
I just
Camilla thought, was pissed.
Well, she was in hiding. I mean, she was been coming through the back door, and as Diane was going through the front door. We're okay because we're a podcast. What the hell was he thinking over? I mean, Diana was decent looking lady.
Yeah, Diana was a pretty classy lady.
What he sees,
optics shouldn't matter, but Diana
optics. He's the one who says
I shouldn't. They shouldn't.
And everyone doesn't know Andre's middle name. It's the gutter.
So let's go to it. Yeah. Diana was overrated. She was overrated. She had the haircut of a boy. She was tall and nice, but she was not Meghan Markle. You compare the two just optics wise. I don't know how you go with Princess Di. There's 50 million Princess Dies
like
out there.
It's like a different Meghan. Time, though, too.
Andre.
Dorothy Hamill haircuts were very popular.
Andre,
then.
First of all, she was married to Prince Charles,
right.
who is one ugly dude.
Yeah.
Adriana. She was the catch over who she married. The royal family is not a good looking family. I'm sorry. No. I think Harry's probably the best looking one out of all of them.
And that's not saying much.
But that's not saying much. I mean, Prince, whatever his name is, Phillips or Andrew or whatever, had to pay young girls to have.
I think that's Andrew. Phillips, the one that's dying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, Andrew. Yeah. And then Andrew's the one.
By the way, island.
They never brought him up during the interview, no, which I wish they had. Like if Oprah said, Oprah would be like, I remember seeing your uncle. Oh, never mind. Sorry about that.
We know where you're going with that.
But I think, you know, the one thing, I don't want to belabor this, but Andre, it wasn't about the physical beauty of Diana. What it was that Diana brought a humanity and class to the royal family that they had never seen before. She was
good point.
Very public. She was very caring.
She was good to people. Absolutely. She was
very endearing when she went to these places. She got involved in programs.
Did a lot for the poor.
And the royal family did not like that. The royal family was like, hey, you stop by, you have a cup of coffee, and then we're out of here. Yeah. They got to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
So, but she took it a step further. I've never seen Meghan Markle do that. And I'm not saying that she hasn't done that. I am not.
She hasn't had a chance.
She didn't have a chance.
So whatever it was. But what Diana did for the family was significantly different than anything that we've seen.
I remember my mom, my aunt just bawling to tears the day that she died. And I was a young man trying to figure out like, what the hell?
I remember where I was.
Yeah, I do too. The other thing with Diane though, Diane rolled up her sleeves.
Yeah.
Got dirty,
yep.
yeah.
planted things, like yep. got on the ground and actually yep. planted. So that changed. And then the other thing she brought is she brought a modern day to the... So she would go to like Wimbledon
yep.
to watch Queen.
Yeah,
remember, she took Prince Charles. Yeah. Prince Charles looked like he was like, what the hell am I doing here? What are they singing?
I want to be playing chess.
And she's up there dancing. She became friends with people like Michael Jackson. Yep. And she became friends with Paul McCartney and Elton John. They all loved her.
I don't know if it's like The Crown or like part of one of the shows. It shows her like rollerblading around.
Yes, she was
everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. For their time.
She was a woman of the people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And can I ask you guys this question? Speaking of people, can you guys tell me, because I'm a dumb man, what the fuck is the point of the royal family anyway? They're not the head of state. Hold on. It's a pseudo job.
It's not even a job.
Beyond tourism. Why does it still exist? I feel like it's a John Oliver segment where is this still a thing?
Because it's part of it. No, but it's part.
It's as outdated as the Confederate flag.
You know what? You're an American. Good. Have your opinion. And when you're in England, it is a part of their heritage. It is a part of their legacy. They look at it completely different than you and I do. The family does nothing. They have no power. They have no power in Parliament. They have no ability to change whether or not a country's going to war. No one calls them to find out about terrorist activity. They are landowners.
But they are given security briefs.
That is correct. Mm. And they generate tax revenue that goes to them
predominantly.
How much tax revenue goes into protecting them and housing them and feeding them and giving them shopping cards and all that other bullshit?
I have no
idea.
Not
as much as they bring in. That was clear from the article I read. They bring in more money than it costs them. Plus, they make a lot of money off their land. So they own a lot of land.
So it's a bunch of spoiled assholes in a pseudo job, right? So why?
But they're,
why
simple, are, they're not. They're not. Andre, they're not spoiled from the standpoint. Hold on a second. They were born into a bloodline of a royal family. So that's it's not a matter of you know. Harry went and served in the military. Harry did his. He was a pilot. He was a good pilot.
British in the military. Air Force.
Yeah. And I mean, to be in the Royal Air
served
Force
in Iraq
is not something that you can just do.
Well, if you're the son of the prince,
you gotta, if you're going to fly a plane, and by the way, remember, they said you can't fly combat missions, and he said, I'm flying combat missions.
That's
so
true.
I think that there was something to, and I think William served in the military also. Now, I don't know in what capacity he did, but I remember when Harry was in, it was a big deal.
So did Charles.
And Charles did
Falcon. He was a boot shiner.
He was a custodian.
No, when they did something with the islands in Argentina, what are they called? Falkland Islands. He was like.
Was he the leader of that one?
Yeah.
Because was a tough resort to break down.
They had at least go in and.
Land ho!
Right. 20
Margaritas
people.
For everyone. I mean, come on.
It was like when we took on Grenada, you know, when the United States took on Grenada.
It's just hard for me to understand.
We will be staying here at the Ritz this evening, and we now own this island.
The thing on your point, Andre, though. If you look back, and it's funny because we've been watching old shows like The Last Kingdom, and we watched Vikings, which is about, of course, the Northmen. But it goes over the kings of England when the Vikings came over and their struggle with the Vikings. And there's such a history of the royal families. And I mean, so many wars and people have died just fighting over who's going to rule.
There have been more wars. England. I looked this up. There have been more wars against the British Empire across the globe than any other part of the world.
And back in the days, it was the kings that were leading the armies. I mean, they were, they were the ones in the middle of the fights, and they were, I mean, Queen Elizabeth, who's one of the most popular figures of all time. She was, I mean, what was it? Her mom was beheaded.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And her sister was supposed to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
America is still a baby compared to England in its history. And all of it includes the royal family and how they fought to maintain, you know, control of England, and how they, even if you watched Winston, that movie about Churchill.
Yep. It's a great movie.
He went and talked to the prince at one time to get approval for certain things.
He went, it was Queen Elizabeth's husband that he went and spoke to.
Right. And to get basically approval on some of the stuff he was doing,
that's
right?
You have to watch The Crown.
He got input from him. And then he was also very close friends with Eisenhower? Was it Eisenhower?
Because Eisenhower said, I'll send my equipment to Canada. And then,
yeah, that's right. And then we'll take it down there so you can have it. Yeah. And, you know, Andre, to your point, you know, as far as the British Empire goes, you know, they're not France. These guys are tough. I mean, these guys have, they're an island, you know, they can be attacked at any time in a lot of different ways. And so the British army is, you know, one that over the years, over centuries, you know, has had to put up really big battles and defend itself.
They've dominated.
Yeah.
Sure. I
mean,
for sure.
They're great. They're a good ally for us to have. So let's go back to the Royals. I didn't mean to get, and I want to talk about one last thing, and then we'll head to a break or another segment. But go ahead, Anz. What do you got?
Wanted to ask you guys, the diversion of opinions on Meghan Markle is pretty split. Americans seem to be in favor and be willing to accept her, except for one segment of the American population. And that was the segment that really enjoys Fox News broadcast, because the day after this all broke, Fox went on the attack of Meghan Markle, and it was interesting. And I wanted to just get, you know, take a temperature thermometer of the room. Do you feel Meghan Markle is honest and believable?
I just can't believe it would become political. I mean, I don't know why it would. Why
everything
it would
is political.
Well, I know, but not everything, but not everything should be political.
Well, my view, it was when Fox News decided to attack Meghan Markle.
CNN defended her. I mean, so it's
I know, but that's my point. Either side should just, I mean, look, Either you believe her or you don't.
Do you believe? I believe.
Yes, I believe. It doesn't surprise me, A, that the royal family would be somewhat racist. It doesn't surprise me that they would care about the color of their skin of a potential prince. It doesn't surprise me that once he walked away and said, I'm going to support my wife and we just need some time away from the press, from you guys, that they go, we're cutting you off. That doesn't surprise me. If you watch English history and the way they treated each other, even the kings and their brothers, hell, they killed and beheaded wives and stuff. It doesn't surprise
that
me
King
that
King Henry VIII, he just... Yeah. He's like, I don't want a divorce. I'm just going to kill them.
Cake of death.
So, Paul, do you believe Meghan Markle was earnest and fulsome?
I don't know enough about her. I believed Harry. Okay. So then,
by extension, you believe her because he supports her. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, well,
that's not necessarily true.
Well, yeah. He stood by her, sat next to her, and didn't say this bitch is lying. So yeah, infers that he supports her.
What I took away from the interview was that Harry is the son of a shithead who has no idea how to be a father or a parent. Harry referred to the monarchy as the firm and the institution about 20 times during the course of that interview. And I think he did that very much on purpose because you weren't talking about a family. You were talking about a job. And, you know, Leonard made the point before we got on the show today that, you know, you're an employee. Meghan Markle made the comment that she went to go, that at one point she had felt suicidal and she
didn't want to live.
Right. And so she had gone to talk to someone. That someone was in the HR department of the cast. That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, I went and researched.
I was like shocked that she was like, yeah, the HR. And
she had to go to the HR department.
That's like when the Scientologists take you to just get another e-meter.
Like, no, okay, that's like when you work at Amazon and you're having a bad day and I have to go to my HR rep down the hallway. And those are not decisions that, you know, we as normal people would have to make. If my son were to feel bad, you'd have to do something about it. We're going to take a break really, really quick, and we will be right back with the legal dispute.
She vacuumed every time we're here. Yeah.
She vacuumed.
There, she's got the cleanest rug.
I think she finds it. I think she goes like here goes here.
Do you have layers of case files and other legal documents sitting idly by, gathering up dust around the corner? Don't let them be consigned to oblivion. What if we told you that you can actually turn those documents into cash? Welcome to Attorney Docs. It's the first and only online marketplace that allows legal professionals to sell their legal documents to fellow attorneys, paralegals, students, and the general public. Want to start selling? Simply register for free at attorneydocs.com and upload your documents. You can set your own price and get a 60% commission for every sale you make. Now there's a new stream of income for you. For document buyers, we know it takes a painstaking amount of time to start a document from scratch. So that's why we're here to provide you with thousands of reliable and accurate legal files in 74 different categories of law. Visit attorneydocs.com now and start selling or buying legal documents today.
And now back to more legal dispute with Lenny and Paul.
It's against the law to walk, against the law to talk, against the law to love, against the law to work, against the law to read, against the law to write, against the law to be, black or brown or white.
And Len have correct opinions. One other person in this room has good common sense. And then the other person in this room has, how do I say, no sense.
Okay, let's talk sense, Paul.
All right. So we're going to come back. We've had really, really good conversation. More, I guess, better conversation than I thought we would have about the royals. Andre, fire away. You've got a couple things.
Do you think Princess Diana was killed in a tragic accident or do you think she was murdered? Furthermore, do you think it's murder by her own family, the royal family, her ex-family, I guess?
I don't know if it was the royal family, but I believe that she was murdered, yes.
Okay, it was the royal family. So I just want to. Who else would want her killed, Paul?
I guess he's the judge and jury on that
one.
Yeah,
I got you. That was odd. And so now, just for the record, Paul has not dropped a mic. Leonard has not dropped a mic. No. We were just told before the show, hey, give credit to Andre and Adriana because we never do. And now we know why.
Ouch.
Should we still be talking, Andre? Okay. All right. So, Lenny, I think, you know, I guess the other thing, and I know that Andre wants to go on
she murdered, Paul?
I just said she was murdered.
Well, then don't you think you should have been talking about that 40 fucking minutes ago? That's pretty bad.
Why? Because the interview wasn't with the murderer. The interview was with Meghan Markle and I don't know.
Are you saying you're afraid that Meghan's going to be murdered now?
Yeah,
I kind of got that was some of the hint that was going on in the interview by her and Harry.
She's scared.
That they're afraid.
They're afraid.
And she should be.
And I think, you know, I have no proof, but I've always thought that the royal family was involved somehow in Princess Diana's
death. We always
death.
Joked it was the queen.
I have no idea how. I don't know what they did. I just thought, you know, especially when she started dating the son of, you know,
Saudi prince.
Fayed.
Yeah.
Dodi.
It just was kind of weird. It happened under a tunnel, you know, with you know, speeding cars and whatever. So
the only other people that could have been responsible was the family of Dodi Al Fayed,
who was
a very powerful Middle Eastern family, and they did not like Diana. But the weight of evidence,
he loved
their family. Didn't the Al Fayed family did not want her in because
so it could have been
the dad. The dad who's the powerful
weight of evidence,
one,
Paul.
His dad, who his son died, was devastated, and he was very happy his son was dating Princess Diana. He bragged about it, so he was very involved in their relationship, and he was devastated by his son's death.
Paul, if you have time, Leonard, Aj, and you haven't, dig into the Diana case, because in the 20
I don't have
plus
the time.
Years
I don't have
well maybe we'll cover that in a future podcast with Logan, who's actually, you know, he's one guy who's actually not afraid to read, and he's done so.
He's a conspiracy
theorist. Yeah, I would say conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, he likes that
stuff.
No, he's
not afraid to read.
Dante has the same type of stuff sometimes. Dad, did you realize that this happened?
Listen, Dante knows weird stuff.
Yeah,
he has. You're like, how do you, where do you store this?
That's Logan, too. Right. Yeah, where do you find room for it up there?
The one thing that also, I guess I'll take from the interview, final thoughts, is I was a little surprised that, you know, well, a lot of people are going, well, oh, these poor, how are they going to make money? Because they don't get money from they got money. Harry and Meghan signed a multi-million dollar deal with Spotify to do a podcast.
Like 40 million.
Like Obama and everybody
and,
else.
And they also signed, the big one was they signed with Netflix. And I don't know what they're doing with Netflix. They didn't really say, but it's a huge $100 million contract or something. But what surprised me the most is that his mother's saved a ton of money for him in
$30 million for both him and William.
And he said, "This is my mom said I will need this someday."
Yeah.
So it's almost like his mom was like, "Oh,
foreshadowing.
You're gonna need
to get away." She wrote in her journals that she believed she was being tracked and that she was.
Okay, here we go with the conspiracy
thing.
I'm just saying that it was a surprise. That she, you know, she thought that far ahead, thinking, you know, you would think that your son being a prince, that you would never have to worry about that for him.
Right.
Not with his family.
And she did. That was pretty amazing. And he was like, thanks to my mother. He said that like several times. Thanks to my mother and the money she put away for us. I also read that he also received an inheritance from his great-grandmother had left him money in her will. And so it got me thinking, conspiracy thinking, that maybe they were so positive about his grandmother because maybe she can leave him money as well. I mean, she is the queen of England. His great grandmother was never the queen of England, right? Elizabeth's mom.
No.
No.
Elizabeth's dad wasn't even supposed to be king or anything.
Right. It was weird how that took place. But her mom just died recently, right? She was like 100 and something years old.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you talking about Queen? Wait, Queen Elizabeth's mom?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. Well, until we can Google it.
I think she's been dead for a long time.
Either way.
Not.
Fucking Queen Elizabeth's like
100. No, she's
How is she still alive? She's in the Joe Biden category.
She died when she was like in her hundreds.
Okay, but I mean, seriously, Queen Elizabeth is like 90 years old.
She's 94.
Okay, thank you. So
when did her mother pass away?
I don't know, 1932?
No, hold on, I'm talking during our lifetime.
Leonard.
Her mother died in 2002.
Thank you.
There you go.
18 years ago. Oh,
okay. How old was she when she died?
Last Tuesday.
She died last Tuesday.
How old was she when she died?
Well, she was born August 4th, 1900, and died March 30th, 2002.
She was 102.
Leonard has been a self...
18 years ago.
He's been a self-described historian.
You said 1939.
Well, I was being funny. No, you were being serious.
That's not funny.
You were like, she died like on Thursday, maybe Friday.
Paul was right.
I think maybe that was last Wednesday.
And Paul was like, I think the Vikings got her when the Vikings came over from North. I don't think she made it.
Set her up to see.
I don't think she made it.
Can I ask you guys?
How'd she die, Aji? Was she beheaded? I mean, is that what they were doing in 2002?
Hung in town square.
I don't think she made it through the American Revolution. I think she was
Speaking of, can I ask you a question?
Andre, go ahead.
What happens when the queen dies? And I know she's Joe Biden, so she's just plugging along on some kind of battery that I don't know about. But when and if she dies...
Well, Prince Harry... Charles
takes over.
I think there's a deal. I don't think Prince Charles can... I don't think Prince Charles takes over. Yes. I think William does. No, I think it jumps.
Paul's right. They cut him out because he's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think William becomes king.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And Charles.
No, because I've looked it up and it said the like order.
By the way, if you go into Google, you need to go into British Google. It's called Google. So don't use American Google.
Oh, my God. All right, when we were first talking this in the production... And in our production, we have also Logan Godet involved. And then post-production, we have Dante Martinez involved.
Associate producers is what they're called.
Logan was pushing for the subject. I was pushing for the subject. We all were pushing, except for Paul. And so when we got off the phone...
Who cares about these people?
Because Paul doesn't know anything about them, and he knew he'd have to read.
I found out why. Paul is Irish. Oh. Irish don't like being British. I mean, he could be like, you know...
I'm not Saint Patrick.
Confirming
or denying anything.
Okay. But you know, the Irish.
We as Irish people, we were just
fine. You're like, we don't care about the freaking royal family.
Your blood,
so, Aji.
All of these say next in line is Prince Charles, then it's Prince William, and then it's Prince George.
Charles ain't gonna make it. They got some secret deal lined out.
There was something that came up.
You
with
can't
him, but-
have that guy. Under any sort of microscope or spotlight, because he's
how about his brother?
Like the first week,
he looks like he had COVID since 1974. Like
you are the Prince of England. How do you get COVID? You have more security than anybody in the world, and you're going.
How about his brother?
Oh, Lord. Wow. His brother. Well, again, though.
No, but seriously, here's a really good point. Leonard, I think you just brought this up. We are not going to give Harry shit. Nothing. No security, no money, nothing. No duties. Don't look over in this corner. Don't look at this guy.
Anywhere but here.
Yeah. Don't look at Philip, by the way, who's still got security, money, one of those small cottages out in the country with a staff of 54. And
so apparently what the British, the royal family said is you can have... relations with underage girls, but don't marry a multiracial person.
Yeah.
That's the example you just said.
That's the line.
Don't marry someone of color. Yeah, you can't do that.
I mean, he slept with a 14-year-old. Oh, no problem. What do you mean he married a halfie? Cut him off right there at the knees.
No security for you.
One time, Len and I were driving back from Vegas in a cab, and we had a racist cab driver who basically greeted us was saying that in his days it was perfectly fine to call all half black and anything else zebra children. Right. And so I can just imagine Prince Charles sitting there in his cottage you know, drinking his tea or his whiskey, whatever the fuck that guy has, and opening his big fucking ugly mouth and saying, you know what? That kid's too mulatto. Can't happen here. And
he drinks embalming fluid as his cocktail at nighttime, by the way. He's so fired. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing just reminds me how proud I am to be an American. You know, even though I had to watch Joe Biden stumble through whatever that was last night, I'm still happier knowing that at least my politicians and my leaders in my country are upfront somehow about their frailties.
Did you sleep
royal family,
the last 4 years?
No. Hold on. The royal family,
what world according to
the beauty of, I believe, our country compared to the UK is that we have an ability to change our history and change it on the fly a little bit. It seems like Britain is well, but better than the British do. They're still holding on to a fucking monarchy.
Going with this. I really don't know where he's going with this.
Your point is that the monarchy still exists today,
and it shouldn't, because evolution requires man to better themselves.
But it's not,
and they're stuck in the past.
But it's not like they're in charge of anything.
They make $1 billion a year.
You're wondering where Andre's going with this, and I'm thinking of the last scene in the movie Shining when he's going around in circles and the kid's covering his track so he doesn't know where he's going. That's what I thought of when you were.
I'm sorry to be a proud American and express my patriotic love and in comparison to these Brits who, God bless them, they seem to be stuck in a bi-forsaken era that doesn't have any purpose or use except to use the words of Logan, associate producer, they are the Kardashians of Europe.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was very good. That took you a long time to get there.
And
but
I give
you're
credit
right.
to
That's
Logan because he came up with
Logan
it.
Logan was the one who said that. Yeah. I agree.
To counter your argument, though, we have Kardashians in
They're
America.
They're not.
You were just, your whole point was it's so great to be American because we don't have to put up with their shit. And I watch on TV, the Kardashians are crying because their show is over when I thought their show was over 20 years ago. What the
is
hell
it
are
still
they still
on?
It is.
Yeah. Apparently they're having their last season.
It's going to be on really to the grandkids. Care. And yeah.
All right.
But if you go around the world, Len, to counter you, if you go around the world and they ask a child, okay, who is the head of this country? Who is the head of that country? And they go to Great Britain. That person is 95% going to say, oh, the queen, right?
I'm pretty Nobody's sure they would say the prime minister.
No, you are wrong because I believe the vast majority of Americans are so uneducated that they do believe that. And it's that,
wait,
that the
can
queen,
I take a moment that you're saying America is great and then you're following it with
we're
saying,
not perfect,
we're
Dodge.
So uneducated See that we I'm don't saying? Know who's in charge
we're
of
not
England.
Perfect. Like, we have things we got to work on.
I would like to officially welcome Adriana Martinez and Andre to the show. Leonard and I have been on commercial break for 5 minutes now.
35 so minutes.
We are going to go ahead and wrap this segment up with
that went fast.
Aji calling down to Andre. I think it's classic. I love it,
Aji.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great segment. We will be right back with the legal dispute with Lenny and Paul.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.